Mom, this is insane! What the hell makes you think Mr. Bowen killed Amy?
Tate muttered as she spat a piece of wet grass from her mouth. Damn! Someone had been watering the lawn. Her white top was going to suffer big time.
Watch your language, and I know he did. Now keep quiet and crawl or you'll get us caught,
her mother said, while elbowing her way through the part of the backyard that connected her condo with Mr. Bowen's as swiftly and efficiently as if the 58-year-old woman did this for a living.
I'm sure Mr. Bowen has everything to do with it, she continued in a whisper. Amy hasn't come home for a week, and the police won't do anything.
The police were doing nothing?
No shit. It's up to us.
Up to us? Tate all but shrieked. There is no us here, Mom. There's just you bullying me into making an ass of myself. As her mother's back immediately went stiff, Tate winced in regret and softened her attitude, trying her damnedest to keep her voice low and her tone conciliatory.
Amy's an independent cat, Mom. She probably just took a vacation.
Away from this Florida eternal sun resort insanity, she thought to herself. Living in this senior complex was like being stuck on a very demanding, never-ending, hyperactive vacation hell, with bingo nights, afternoon salsa lessons, and morning gardening. Not to mention Hulu classes, self-improvement workshops, feng shui instruction, writing seminars, bonsai pruning, painting lessons, yoga, meditation exercises, pet training courses, Tai Chi, and other activities sane people only engaged in once a year during their two-week vacation and then spent the rest of the year recuperating from. Tate had only been here for a couple of days and was already exhausted, mentally and physically. No wonder her mom was cracking up, big time. Still, it was one thing to understand her mom's weird coping mechanisms. Another very different matter to condone them or take part in them, even if only grudgingly. She should at least try to make her realize all this was silly.
Let's be reasonable here, Mom. Did you see him kill her?
Nope, her mom answered.
Well, did Mr. Bowen tell you he killed her?
No, he didn't say he killed Amy, but neither did he deny it,
her mom explained, turning to Tate and giving her a conspiratorial look that froze her daughter in place.
Tate stared incredulously at her mother.
Did you ask him?
No, I didn't.
Oh, God, this was even worse.
So, how on earth can he deny the accusations if you don't even ask? Really, Mom, we need to find you another place to live. This one obviously isn't agreeing with you,
she muttered, shaking her head.
Good morning, ladies. Mind if I ask what you're doing crawling out there?
Tate cringed at the sound of those words.
Damn! Busted!
She tilted her head up, surely sporting a monumental deer-in-the-headlights look on her face. Despite the fact that the sun was in her eyes and silhouetting the imposing figure nearby, she had no doubt it wasn't her mom's neighbor, if for nothing else than because the senior complex only accepted residents from 55 years old and up, and the man in front of her was in the prime of his youth, all tight muscles and broad shoulders.
Oh boy, she'd known this was a very bad idea.
Furiously blushing, she hurried to stand up and then moved to help her mother, only to realize she was already on her feet and glaring at the man.
And who might you be?
Her mother asked, arms crossed over her chest, one foot tapping the grass impatiently.
Jeez.
Leave it to her to get caught with their hand in the proverbial cookie jar and force the other person to justify himself. Had she been born in another time, Tate had no doubt whatsoever that her mom would have made it to Inquisitor General in no time. The man chuckled, amused, obviously not that impressed. I'm James Bowen, ma'am. My father happens to live here. And who are you, the resident SWAT team?
Ha ha ha, very funny, young man. No, I'm Mrs. Cooper from Condo A4. Next door, actually.
James kept silent, probably waiting to hear why we'd been crawling through the lawn, but she didn't offer any more explanations, and Tate knew she wouldn't. She nervously wiped her palms on her cutoffs to clean off the blades of grass and the dirt still attached to them, and then extended her hand, offering the young man a tentative smile.
Hello, I'm Tate. Sorry for...
She searched for a word that would describe the situation, but soon gave up. This,